for something out there. Daily you're looking for it and seeing where it's at. Your old tabernacle, your aches and groans and squeaks and, oh my, as the old birth pains are coming up on it. That's right. What does it mean? This old lump of clay someday is going to fade away. But there's something inside of that little lump of clay there that's trying to get out. Trying to liberate itself. Oh, what is it? It's a little bird called the soul.
Amen.
And the only way it can free itself one morning, the clay will break away and will drop and rise as ever sees the everlasting prize. When the soul goes to meet its lover, he had her with both arms out. The only thing that's keeping it here is this little rackety bunch of clay. And the only way that God can preach the gospel today is through that lump of clay. And that's why he's keeping you here. And that's why you sick people have a right to come to Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, if you'll only heal me now, I'll go, I may not be a preacher, but I'll talk about it, I'll do everything that I can.
Amen.
You are the vine, I'm one of the branches. Now the vine doesn't bear fruit, the branches bears fruit. Not the vine, the branch. The vine only puts the energy into it. The gospel can be preached by Christ if you open up yourself and be a branch that'll bear forth fruit.
Amen.
Others can see Christ in you by your testimony, by your life, and the way you live. He's the energy, but you're the show picture. You're the walking Bible.